Well, hello, folks. This is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 81. It's Sunday, beautiful day here in Sacramento, California, and I'm back on the internet after a couple days. I don't know what the hell's wrong with my DSL modem. It's got a little light on it that's green that shows you that the DSL works, and it's intermittently just going out for no apparent reason, so it's almost like God's telling me to get the hell off the internet and do some yard work. So, I planted some beans today. That's something I did a long time ago, and I kind of enjoy planting beans. You get like four redwood stakes, and you tie garden twine in sort of a grid trellis net type pattern. Takes a while, but it's handcrafted, and it's really worth it. And then you grow these beans. And I got these, I forgot the name, but they make these red flowers along the beans. So I'll be sure to take some pictures and share my bean growing goodness with you. So, thanks to all of you for the emails and voicemails we've gotten. Just get this out of the way. You can always email the Retro Crush, the podcast, at rberry at retrocrush.com, or you can go to the website, retrocrush.com, or call our voicemail number, 916-231-9480. And also, we have a MySpace page. It's cleverly titled, it's at myspace.com/retrocrush. And, you know, I didn't think I could find so many friends, but I've got over 200 friends now. And I'm sorry if I'm not spending quality time with all of you, but hope to do that. In fact, if you are going to be in San Diego for the San Diego Comic Book Convention, it is July 20th through the 23rd, and I'm going to be there in a booth for all 4 days, so I hope to see you there. We'll be doing some podcasting from there, and I have some shirts for sale, which they are in now. Johnny Ryan from Angry Youth Comics and many other great things has designed a great new Retro Crush shirt. A lot of people have been asking about shirts. We've had pre-orders, but a lot of people want to actually see the things. So go to the front page of Retro Crush. You can see a picture of me wearing the shirt. If you click the picture, there's a lot more pictures of them. They're really cool. We've got black, it's a black shirt with this really cool green monster design. Its nickname is Satanzilla. It's really cool. And it says Retro Crush right on it. It's $15. And it's a great deal. I just love wearing, I'm wearing mine today, right as I'm doing this podcast here. So you can really support the podcast and the website if you go buy a shirt. So that's enough plug-in for today, I think. But it's a really cool shirt. I'd really like to sell a lot more of them out there to you folks, so we can paint the world with Retro Crush goodness there. So yeah, things have been going really well. I was very excited. Earlier this week, I got to see Clerks 2 a couple months early, and I'm not allowed to write a review about it yet on my website, but they didn't say I couldn't talk about it, I suppose. But just in a nutshell, I loved it. If you liked the first Clerks movie, I think you'll really enjoy this one as well. It's as good as the first movie in every respect. In fact, in some ways, it's better because Kevin's learned little something more about filmmaking. And I'm saying this is not being a total Kevin Smith fanboy. I'm not one of these guys that likes everything Kevin has done. In fact, I did enjoy a little bit of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but I pretty much hated Mallrats, Jersey Girl, of course, and Chasing Amy. You know, I just thought those were horrible movies, but you know, Clerks 2, he gets back to his roots. And if you liked all that crazy pop culture dialogue, the weird conversations from the first movie, there's plenty of that in this new film. I don't want to tell you much more about the movie, other than it's really nice to see Randall and Dante as characters again, and just so many funny conversations and so many funny jokes that are good to be surprises for you there. And the crowd I saw it with was genuinely laughing very loud through the whole film. So Clerks 2 opens July 21st, and that's really worth checking out there. I was on the Something Awful message boards the other day, and I came across a couple funny things there. First of which is this is an excerpt from a CNN interview show, and this woman is interviewing James Brown. And she's trying to get James Brown to talk about some assault charges that he was just currently out on bond for. And James just appears to be coked out of his mind. Appears to be, I'm saying, not definitely, but he's certainly, I don't know, he just doesn't appear to be there. He basically answers her questions by using quotes from his songs, and he's just so funny and all over the place. So here is the interview clip from this. I think this is about 3 or 4 years ago.
He was released yesterday on $15,000 bond. He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all? You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music, and you don't want to talk about what happened?
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No, the guys, the Katamuchi. No, Dagestan. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's got a brand new bag, living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
Now, I understand that you already... James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
I'm eligible. I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle.
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is? You
I
look
smell good.
Good.
I yes. feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. So James Brown, he's actually touring. I think he's coming to one of the local Indian casinos in Sacramento here, so I imagine he's touring other places of America as well. And, you know, just funny to see what a dynamic and crazy guy James Brown is. Of course, that interview reminded me of probably one of Eddie Murphy's greatest bits on Saturday Night Live. It was James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub. And I'm going to play just the first bit of the audio from that. For you here. Basically the setting, if you've not seen this clip, shame on you. You can see it on the Best of Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live DVD you can pick up. And it's basically a James Brown stage type setting. And there's a hot tub in the middle of it. And so as he's putting his foot in the hot tub, it's too hot and he screams appropriately.
It's James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub Party. And now, here he is, the Godfather of Soul and Hot Tub Man number one. Brown. I'm gonna make it wet, say, hot tub, rubber dub in the hot tub, rubber dub with me, shake in the hot tub, yeah. Will it make me sweat,
yeah.
Shake in the hot tub,
yeah.
Will it make me wet,
yeah.
Well, well, well.
Yeah, I wish Eddie Murphy would get back and do Saturday Night Live again. At least just a guest. I don't think he's guest hosted that show at least since the first year after he left that. I mean, the stuff Eddie Murphy's done on Saturday Night Live, his Gumby sketches, the Buckwheat, all that great stuff, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. It's among the funniest stuff he's ever done, let alone the stuff that Saturday Night Live's ever featured. And I don't know if he's got some kind of tension with them. I know he didn't appear on their anniversary show. But sure would like to see him mend whatever fences are broken between him and them and do some funny stuff again, you know. Meanwhile, I just think we're going to have the Golden Child 2 and Beverly Hills Cop 4 before we see that again. Though, you know, there's rumors that Quentin Tarantino was going to direct a Beverly Hills Cop movie, but I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I could see him doing some script doctoring. So over at a TV shows on DVD.com, we haven't had an update from them in a while. They got some great new DVD news. There's Astro Boy is going to be put out on DVD. There's supposedly an Ultra Collector's Edition that's going to be put out there. And then we've got later this year, there should be a complete West Wing set. Great series. I thought it ended horribly. That's one of the worst last episodes. If there's any West Wing fans out there, I'd love to hear what you think. But boy, it was just it was such a great last season and just such a shitty last episode. A lot of loose ends that never got wrapped up there, but just really bad as well. Flipper's coming out on DVD. And there's some interesting things on there too about how the Man from U.N.C.L.E. They want to put it on a DVD, but there's some. Apparently some ownership dispute over that as well. And finally, probably one of the really coolest bits of DVD news in quite some time is that Popeye, the original cartoon series, is finally coming out on DVD. Now, you may have seen some really shitty Popeye cartoons, like at the 99-cent store, things like that. Really bad, you know, fifth-generation duplicates off of VHS tapes burned onto DVD. But according to the press release here, it says Warner Home Video and King Features Syndicate have finally reached an agreement for the exclusive worldwide distribution of the classic Popeye theatrical animated shorts and the made-for-TV cartoons as well. I guess there's a lot of rights issues to put both of those sets together. So basically, the Fleischer Studio stuff was originally from, I think, like the 30s up through the 40s, and then the Famous Studio stuff was put out after that. And this library that they're going to put out over some time, much like the Warner Brothers cartoon sets already, the Looney Tunes stuff, there's 120 different black and white cartoon shorts, and 106 of those were produced by Fleischer Studios, and the remaining 14 were done by Famous Studios. And there's 111 Technicolor cartoons as well, and they're already restoring and preserving this stuff, and just really exciting. I mean, you know, in a lot of ways, Popeye is one of the earliest superheroes in this country. He predates Superman, and just a great action character. You know, that was back in the day when they solved their problems with fists, and, you know, kind of cool. You know, I actually kind of like the Popeye movie as well. I mean, it could have not been a musical, perhaps, but, yeah, this weird Robert Altman film, Robin Williams as Popeye, brilliant casting, Shelley Duvall as Olive Oil, and some other good, I think Ray Walston played Poop Deck Pappy. I thought the Wimpy casting could have been a little better. They didn't give Wimpy a mustache, which I thought was kind of odd. But, man, the guy they got to be Bluto was just dead on. So, a little slow in some parts, but I really dig the Popeye film. It'd be nice to see a special deluxe edition of that film as well. I got a few DVDs to review sent recently. One of them is called Moldy's Madhouse. And it says on the back of the DVD here that Moldy's Madhouse is a bizarre horror variety show hosted by ex-child star and clinically insane Moldy Pickles. And this is a half-hour DVD. You can pick it up for $9.99, and it's kind of fun. If you're into over-the-top gross horror comedy, it's kind of nice. You can see more about it at moldysmadhouse.com. That's M-O-L-D-Y-S. Madhouse.com. And, you know, I enjoyed some of it. I'd give it, you know, 2.5 out of 4 stars, I guess. It's, got about, you know, 12 just goofy skits on it, and some of them are funnier than others. But I'm not too fond of the host, Moldy Pickles, myself, so that kind of, it'd be like, you know, I like Tales from the Crypt, but I don't like the Crypt Keeper. It kind of takes away a lot of the charm there. So, you can visit their website and see some issues about that. Last night I watched Fried Green Tomatoes. They sent a special anniversary edition CD, a DVD of that. And, you know, I am a sucker for Mary Louise Parker. I mean, she's like, she's the one person I get a free pass with. You know, I don't know if your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or husband, you know, if you have one of those, like, okay, there's this one celebrity that should you be given the opportunity, you have a free pass to do what you will with. And mine right now is Mary Louise Parker. At one point it was Madonna a long time ago, and then I switched to Drew Barrymore, but it's now Mary Louise Parker. So Mary, if you're out there, if you're ever in Sacramento, you know, give me a little heads up warning, and maybe we can work something out there. But I had never seen Fried Green Tomatoes before. This is one of those films that, you know, I guess everybody should have seen, and so kind of funny that the 15th anniversary edition here. That seems kind of funny too, like was the world really screaming for a 15th anniversary edition of this film? I don't know. It's got a few deleted scenes that are really rough and ugly looking and add nothing to the film, and they're deleted for a reason. It's got outtakes, and they're like the worst kind of outtakes. They're just like, you know, giggle after a line and screw something up, and it's just, there's not enough on here to really you know, get too excited. If you already own Fried Green Tomatoes on DVD, I don't think this one's going to offer too much extra for you. But if you don't have it, it's a good movie, and we're actually going to give a couple of them away. So if you'd like to win one, just email me at rberry@retrocrush.com and just let me know. You know, I'll pick a couple random winners there before the week is through. I also got a really cool John Wayne collection to give away. It's called, cleverly, An American Icon, John Wayne. And this is an interesting collection because it has mostly non-cowboy films. Certainly he's known for being the premier Western actor of our history. And it's got Seven Sinners from 1940. It says, Wayne shines as a handsome naval officer who sacrifices everything for the love of a cabaret singer, Marlena Dietrich. Then it's got The Shepherd of the Hills from 1941. It says, a part of a family of Ozark moonshiners, Wayne is a simple man, sworn to protect the land he loves, and a secret that threatens to tear the community apart. We got from 1942, Pittsburgh. Wayne stars with Marlena Dietrich again. That's an odd couple, huh? And Randolph Scott in this patriotic rags-to-riches adventure of two coal miners risk it all to take on the ruthless steel industry. Then we got The Conquerors, and it says, this butt-loving midget likes to take three dildos in his ass at the same time. Oh, wait, that was... I'm sorry, that was a synopsis for Anal Intruders 7. Now, The Conqueror from 1955 is one of his most memorable roles, where he plays Genghis Khan. And then we got 1957's Jet Pilot, a heroic Air Force Colonel Jim Shannon. Wayne takes to the skies to save a beautiful Russian lady pilot. Ooh. Accused of being a spy. So that's another one that we're giving away. So the John Wayne Collection, email me at rberry@retrocrush.com or call the Retro Crush hotline at 916-231-9480. And speaking of the Retro Crush hotline, we had a contest last episode to win the Neil Diamond cover song album. And here's our winner.
Hi, this is Brian in Austin, and I'm going to sing the best of an excerpt of my favorite Neil Diamond song in order to try to win the Neil Diamond album, cover album. So, let's start the song right in the middle, right where it's building up to the big one. Olin' Jim, and lovin' know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who will stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, pa-pa-pa-pa, a salivary gland, pa-pa-pa-pa, salivary gland. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I always
no.
have to sing it that way. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, you're welcome, I guess, but okay. Well, congratulations for winning. By virtue of being the only person who submitted anything, you've run away with it, buddy. So, anyway, we'll get that out to you there. So, we always got something good going on here on the Retro Crush podcast. Just not today. Johnny Cash has, getting in the spotlight again. on July 4th, Rick Rubin's got a new version of the a new edition of the American Recordings series that he's done with Johnny Cash. So July 4th, that comes out. And Johnny Cash's son just released a two-disc CD set called Personal File. And this includes music from, I think, 1973 to 82 that he basically found in boxes at Johnny's place. Johnny made a lot of recordings, and there was some that were marked Personal File, and it was just a lot of really stripped down, raw, elemental recordings that Johnny had made that were never released, and it's from a two CD set that you can get. And Amazon, I think, has got a really good price on it. I think for $11.99, iTunes, you can download the whole two-disc set, and it's got 50 songs on it, so, you know, the per-song rate of that would be like $50, but it's a pretty good deal if you get the whole thing through iTunes there. But one of the songs on there is a weirder version of Folsom Prison Blues, and I thought I'd play part of that for you here. It sounds like Johnny's drunk or crazy or something, but it just doesn't really sound as good as you think it would.
I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. But I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antonio.
Wow, that was pretty bad there. So I don't know. I hope that's not indicative of the rest of the set. But I'd buy it anyway, because I don't know. I mean, that sounds so bad, it sounded as if I was singing it or something, you know, frankly. So anyway, let me some fun stuff going on lately. I don't know what it is, though. Anyway, I guess that's about all the time we have for today. And I'm going to go mow my lawn. I love mowing my lawn. And as I've said many times before. And I also like drinking red wine, which I've already had a few glasses of. And, you know, mowing drunk is probably one of the best things you can do for your country. We need more drunk lawnmowers, because that's what's made America great. If it weren't for the drunk lawnmowers, perhaps the Germans would still be running this country, or Portuguese people would be too. And not that that would be a bad thing. I think if German and Portuguese people were running it, sure be doing a better job than George Bush has, let me tell you. You know, I'm not going to get all political on you now, but let me just say, it's about time we had someone else running this country. You know, maybe not even a Democrat. You know, I think this two-party system of ours has run its course. And, you know, I think perhaps the best man for the job isn't a man at all. I think we need a lady running this country. And I'm not talking Hillary Clinton. You know, not that she's not qualified, granted, but I think we need a beautiful lady like Mary Louise Parker running our country, because frankly, if she could ever get on money, the dollar bill with Mary Louise Parker's face on it, with that sexy, goofy, crooked smile of hers, oh man, I would look at money all day long if that were true. That's what I'm talking about. So anyway, little abbreviated episode for you here. Should have a new one coming up soon. We're going to do two episodes a week for a while here, because I have it on my calendar that I'm going to do two episodes a week, and I've got some interviews lined up, and of some famous people. And by the way, when I'm in San Diego at this comic convention, it's going to be great, because there's lots of famous people there that I'm going to interview. They just announced that Art Clokey, who created Gumby, is going to be there. He sculpted him out of clay. Just like God created Adam, Art Clokey made Gumby. So it's kind of a parable of our times. Forrest Ackerman's gonna be there, who did Ray Bradbury, Yeah, Daniel Klaus, Klaus, however you like to pronounce his name, who did Ghost World in that crappy Art School Confidential film. Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov, will be there. And looks like also Shaquille O'Neal. Shag. Oh, no, Shag, not Shaq. That'd be cool if Shaq was there, though. Because I'd be telling them how to, like, shoot better free throws, stuff like that. So, anyway, well, I guess about all the time we have for today. And I'm going to leave you with a commercial. And this is a commercial for Coca-Cola. This is from early 70s, I believe, 72 or so. And this commercial is kind of special to me because I remember my mom... one day, you know, I was born in 69, so I was about 3 or 4, and she must have been at some event or something or some place where they were giving away 45 singles, for you kids out there. These were records that only had one song on them. Much like most of the popular CDs that you buy now only have one good song on them, but this intentionally only had one good song on them. And, it had this song on it, and, I played it over and over again because it was like only one of three records that I had. And it started a lifelong love affair of commercials for me. So this is probably one of the earliest commercial jingles that I remember. And the commercial is great. We'll have a link to it so you can watch the thing. And it's just got people, a lot of hippie types that look surprisingly clean despite that, that are standing on a hillside singing this wonderful Coca-Cola commercial.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the